a glow-worthy meditation, the inner knowing. This is a deepening of the work we did in the last meditation, waiting for the drop. Remember the holy pause. And this time we're going to do it a little differently. We're going to not turn our attention inward, but take it outward. Wherever you're seated or standing or even laying down, just let yourself open your eyes and look around the room or wherever you are, taking in the outside world, the space of the room, the colors you see, the textures that you are drawn to, maybe the smells. Just feeling the world through the gateway of the five senses, noticing, letting your head gently turn to the right and turn to the left. Feeling your body and mind are beginning to really settle into this space, not just the physical space, but the moment in time. Notice how you might want to jump up and do something or get on with the meditation, and this is quite humorous to see and also really normal, especially if you are the kind of person that likes to get things done. This is the opposite of that. We're not doing anything. You can also bring in the element of breath work we practiced before. Try that inhale of 4 to 6 counts, a gentle pause at the top of the inhale, and then exhale out for 4 to 6 counts. If you want, you can make the exhale a little bit longer, maybe even 8 counts, and find the pause. And elongating the exhalation will just add a little bit more of a relaxation effect to the practice. Now, if it feels right, you can call on your divine guidance for this really deep intuitive connection, asking your support for guidance in awakening your intuition and best high level decision making powers. Now, if you want, you can keep your eyes open. You can also close them. And as you relax, you can sense in your being a place of calm, presence, and yes, maybe even love for yourself and whatever situation you happen to find yourself in right now in your life. This is sort of like gratitude. In tantric medicine, we understand that whatever is here is the medicine. Whatever is here is the fodder and fuel for the flame, the fire of transformation. It's what's required for healing. I know that can be a little bit of a bitter pill to swallow. Trust me. It's not easy to fully open our hearts to pain and injustice and earth, life in general, but could you in this moment now just be willing to soften a little, to open your heart to you, to your life? And now I want you to take a moment to remember, and usually the memory will come quite quickly, but sometimes it doesn't, and that's okay. And just take a moment to remember a time in your life where you just knew something very deeply, you knew that you needed to call your child in the perfect moment to help them. You knew something was wrong with your body and you followed that impulse. You knew someone was, you're gonna be your soulmate. You knew you should take the job. You knew you shouldn't take the job. You knew, right? Get out. Or you knew, go in. There have been moments in all of our lives where we felt something push us, urge us, nudge us. Feel that feeling of knowing in your body. What's it like? Feel that memory and the wisdom and the presence and maybe the calm of knowing something through and through, of being completely and utterly convinced of something that is beyond logic, beyond duality of right or wrong. Feel that knowingness in your body. And once you've got it, what's it like? What is it like to be in the memory of inner knowing? And when you feel it, you can thank your body for this deep inner knowing. Thank your higher self, thank your ancestors, whatever feels right. Just thank you, thank you. This is your gut knowing. And the memory of knowing helps us be in the knowing now. From this place of calm presence, now ask the question or contemplate the situation that requires your intuitive knowing. So for me, for example, there have been many times in my spiritual path where I felt like I really knew something, but I realized it was coming from my ego's desire to be safe or taken care of or agreed with, all of these ways that the ego really, really wants to stay small and hidden and, yes, safe. Luckily, I have a great teacher, and she would ask me to go bigger and to open my heart more. And I would sit with these deep, very, very painful experiences from my past. And I would ask my higher mind, God, please come, please be with me. Show me, teach me what it is in this old limited way of seeing life, these limiting beliefs, they are called vikalpas in Sanskrit, that are keeping me from seeing truth, bigger truth. And it can be really hard, but if you're just patient and you wait for the answer, it might start to come. It may come as a feeling, an emotion, a clear answer. It may be a vision, a symbol. For me, I'm very kinesthetic. It'll feel as if my whole energy body and physical body start to become more full of light. And the gripping nature of my ego is softened into a knowingness of my interconnection with all of life, with my family, with my friends, with you, with my students, with the people in my life I like, with the people I don't. This higher knowing shows me that I'm the opposite of alone. It may be simple, the answer. It may be humorous. Often God speaks to us in a very simple, funny way. And we know we're close to the divine because the divine often urges us not to take this all so seriously. Your gut knowing may say a clear yes, it may say no. If it says nothing at all, no answer comes, that usually means just be patient, chill out, wait, pause, do nothing, do nothing. Whatever comes for you, trust it and have the bravery then today to act upon what it said, to act upon your deep knowing.